How will inflation affect my kids?
Google products are designed to prioritize quality information, so you can find news you can trust. Learn how Google supports news in Canada at g.co/news in Canada.
The passions continue to run high in Toronto between cyclists, pedestrians, and drivers. And Patrick Brown has written an interesting column where he addresses some of the aspects of this and basically calls for everybody to cool down a tiny bit, and maybe we could explore our way out of this. Patrick Brown joins us right now. It's nice to have you, sir.
Yeah, good morning, John.
We've spoken in the past to the guy known as the cycling lawyer. I guess you're just a lawyer who cycles.
I'm a lawyer and I do cycle. I walk and I drive. My background, John, is I've been doing this for over 25 years, dealing with people who have been struck down, pedestrians, cyclists, and other road violence.
You argue in this column that we have to end the us versus them scenario. And an interesting aspect of this would be what you just said, and I'm in the same category. I drive, I bicycle, I walk, and I become a chauvinist for each of those modes depending on what I'm doing.
Yeah, you know, I think we all are. I mean, the vast majority of people out there definitely are pedestrians. I mean, as soon as you step one foot out of your car, you're a pedestrian. I don't know how many cyclists, but it's growing. And as it grows, we're getting more into these types of conflicts that we saw at Hyde Park.
You address some quote-unquote myths in your column that I think are worth highlighting. One of them being, and I've made this change in my coverage of collisions, I don't call them accidents. And that's what you argue. There are no accidents.
Yeah, John, I did the coroner's review on cycling deaths, and I represented many of the active transportation organizations. And I can tell you the coroner was very clear that all the crashes that resulted in at least cycling deaths were all preventable. There's no accidents. There really isn't. I mean, we don't have plane accidents. We have plane crashes. And that's because there's always some responsibility to attach to a crash. And the same applies in when cars and pedestrians and cyclists are involved. So, yeah, they're all preventable for sure. There's no accidents.
Another issue you address is the presumed right to a license. And again, this is something I've argued over the years, that we seem to regard getting a driver's license as a civil right, and it should be something you actually qualify for.
It is. It's actually written in the law. I mean, it says very specifically that the people who get driver's license, it's a privilege. And in order to retain that, and in order to get one, you have to demonstrate that you are likely to drive safely. And if you don't meet that requirement, then you shouldn't have a license. But time and time again, we see people driving, they break the law, they kill someone, they walk away with a small fine. And never once, in many of the occasions, do they ever get their license suspended. In fact, we went to the government three occasions to get a private member's bill that says simply this: hey, if you're driving and you are convicted of breaking the Highway Traffic Act, meaning you've done something against the law, you've run a stop sign, you're speeding, you run a red light, that if you seriously hurt or kill someone, before you get back on the road, you're going to have your license suspended and take a driving course in order to meet that qualification. And three times it's been shot down, John. So it's again back to this whole thing that I was trying to portray, is there's a car culture out there that's really getting in the way of all of us moving forward to really get to things like Vision Zero and to stop the amount of people being killed. And I think we use these things like accidents, and we use this right to a license, and we accept speeding as a common norm in order that we can accept the fact that these people are dying in our streets. And it's really one area where I think most Canadians really do value life. But for whatever reason, if that violence arises out when someone's behind a wheel, we just chalk it up to just another accident. These things happen.
And one last, I guess you saved the best for last, because this is the one that's going to drive a lot of people listening right now crazy. But we hear, as you write, streets are for cars. And that may be the case for the last 100 years, but actually cities were not designed for cars. Cars came in and cities were reconfigured around them.
You're right, John. Absolutely. And in fact, not only has it been that way, our law, when our Court of Appeal addressed this issue, they've said that, hey, the streets are to be designed, repaired, and kept up in order to provide safe travel for all users, not just drivers, but cyclists and pedestrians. And it was actually the coroner made a recommendation in both the pedestrian death review and the cycling death review that as we move forward, the primary thing we should do is do what's called complete streets. And that's to make the streets designed in a way, an upkeep, that all road users are safe. And I think if we ever went into that type of complete streets infrastructure, we really could move away from this us versus them type mentality out there that we're seeing growing and growing and getting more and more in our city.
Here's hoping. Patrick Brown, yeah. Thanks. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, John. Take care.
Patrick Brown is a trial lawyer, and he specializes in transportation and safety and in defending the rights of all users of the road, as a matter of fact.
How will inflation affect my kids?
What are the best road trips this summer?
What's the latest on the cost of living? Google helps you find the facts. Our products are designed to prioritize quality information so you can find news you can trust. Learn how Google supports news in Canada at g.co/news in Canada.